96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is the first of the month. If I were not committed to playing as much Bahamian music as possible, I'd play that song by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Oh boy, look at how old I am. Anyway, the song we did open the show with is called Bimini Gal by the Pacenti Brothers. I love that song. I always thought the song is called You Never Take a Lick Until You Go Down to Bimini. I didn't know it was Bimini Gal. And this is, last night is the first time I heard this version by the Pacenti Brothers. I wanted to play it today. I'm going to have a little music on the show. I have a guest joining me in studio shortly, and we are talking International Women's Day. And so I have a couple of songs here. Hopefully we have some time to put them in. It tells us what we think about Bahamian women. As we get the show started, so I did a thing day before yesterday, and it turns out I wasn't really paying attention because I have 35 more happy birthday greetings that I must give out, belated birthdays and birthdays and birthdays to come. So I have to say happy belated birthday to Aunt Esther Culmer. And the only reason I forgot it was your birthday is because you forgot to send me the cake. And I thought that's how it worked. And I apologize and I want to say happy birthday to Aunt Esther Culmer. Now, happy birthday goes out belated to Mark Bethel, Karen Brown, Orchid Burnside, Marjan Finlayson. Her birthday may be today. Happy birthday to the Honorable Wayne Monroe. Happy birthday to the Honorable Les Boogie, a leader for the last few years in theater arts, stage productions, always there, whether she's on stage or lending a hand behind the curtains. Happy belated birthday to Billy Hanna, Howard Newbold, Marissa Wells. Happy birthday to Anari, coming up to Anari Neal, Gina DeVoe, Trevor Tucker, these guys are coming up. Tangier Turnquest, Serge Lambert, Indy Ingram, they're all coming up soon. Happy birthday to Alicia Bethel. And Verna St. Rose Greaves, one of my colleagues in Trinidad and Tobago. Happy birthday to all of you guys. If I miss your birthday, I apologize. If you want to send a birthday shout out to someone you love, you could always hit up the show at 422-GR96. That's our text line, powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96. Telephone lines to call this morning, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. Now, in case y'all are missing somebody from the show this morning, Mr. Nuri and I, we are going to pick up the Wednesday Man Down mashup in the second hour of the show. This morning, I have a special guest joining me from Equality Bahamas, Miss Alice. Good morning, Miss Wallace.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, Miss Wallace, I got to ask you to speak directly. I know you haven't been... In fact, I don't think you've been into a studio for, what, 4 years now?
A long, long time.
Yeah, so I'm glad to have you in studio today versus in the Zoom room. And this morning, we are going to be talking about an event that's happening today, sign-making event. But more importantly, we're going to talk about the event we're making signs for.
Yes, yes. It's all a process.
Yeah, so coming up this Saturday is Equality Bahamas' International Women's Day March and Expo.
Yes, we are very excited. This is the sixth time that we're doing the International Women's Day March and Expo. And the last 2 years, we made it virtual due to the pandemic. So we're extremely excited to bring it back to in-person this year.
Absolutely. So we're going to get into some details in a moment. I got a happy birthday wish coming in. Happy birthday to Teddy Pratt, which is today. It's his birthday, and happy birthday to Tamika Forbes. Happy birthday. I guess I should have said this at the beginning of the show. Like, I expect birthday cake people. Like, y'all could send it to The Guardian. I don't mind sharing with Guardian staff. But, like, birthday shout-outs, it should come with a little birthday cake, eh? Anyway, also send the cake to the people who shout you out and send me the information, too. I imagine they deserve the cake more than I do. And for this, we are still grateful. Another texter said, end the show with Bone Thugs song, Aaron. It's the first of the month. See, if you don't
wake up.
Yeah, if you don't get paid on the first of the month, though, that don't mean anything to you. Because usually, like when I get paid at the end of the month, by the first of the month, the money's already gone. I think it's called technology. Things like direct deposit, and direct extraction. People them take them.
Auto pay.
I don't even have to talk. I don't get a chance to talk to the money before it leaves my bank account. I can't. Emotionally, I'm distraught about it. But it's the first of the month, and we're glad we made it through another month. We got another month of living ahead of us. Oh, I got a reminder. Remember, guys, we are supporting Karen Jones in her effort to buy a new motorized four-wheel scooter to assist her with her mobility challenges, right? And I'm going to get into those details a little later in the show. I got a text ahead that says, question, how come people is one birthday shout out but don't give no age? These people ain't saved. I know what you're saying, like reciprocity, right? Like you want us to give you all the prayers and blessings. You can give us a little something too. Anyway, we don't care. Happy, enjoy your birthday. Enjoy your birthday. Miss Wallace.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm very excited for this weekend. Again, like you said, we've had to have virtual events 2 years in the midst of the thick of the pandemic, and now we are back on the streets. So let's start here. When was EQ's, Equality Bahamas' first March and Expo?
The first one was 2018. And I'm sure you remember, hopefully others remember as well, the Life in Leggings hashtag.
Yeah.
And it was started by a group of activists in Barbados sharing their stories about sexual harassment, but also other forms of sexual violence. And it really picked up, and people across the region started sharing their stories as well using this hashtag Life in Leggings. And a few months into that, it was decided that we should have a solidarity march. Mm-hmm. We all march on the same day across the region. And I think 6 or 7 countries participated. So that was the first time that we did the march. But at Equality Bahamas, we really kind of questioned this idea of marching, mm-hmm. you know, bringing people out in the hot sun to be in the street. And then what? Mm-hmm. What next? So we really wanted to make it an event that was a little bit more meaningful and that gave people something. Because marches really take a lot out of you.
Yeah.
You know, it's exhausting. Sometimes you lose your voice. You're out there in the hot sun. What after that? So that's where the idea came from, to set up this expo so that after the march, we could sort of engage with each other, get to know one another, talk to practitioners and experts, and learn a little bit about organizations that exist in the Bahamas and the services and resources that they offer. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, there are more resources available than we even know about. Mm-hmm. So we thought it was a good idea to bring different groups together so that we could learn about what actually is available and where the gaps are.
All right. So what organizations can we expect to see out there?
Quite a few. We will be joined by Bahamas Crisis Center, who is with us every year. We love having them, of course, because they have been really leading in the work to end gender-based violence and providing critical services to survivors. We will also be joined by Hands for Hunger, recognizing the importance of food security and how connected that is to other issues of rights.
Yeah.
Bahamas National Trust will be with us.
I mean, and for instance, we have a story in the news that last week and this week, a 10-year-old boy shot on the way, on a food run, right? And so the question is, what are the dynamics in the home, in the community, even in the constituency where people are living with food scarcity to the point where children are making food runs at 1 a.m.?
And understanding that people are not able to do the big grocery hauls, right? Everyone isn't able to shop for 2 weeks or shop for the week. A lot of people have to shop daily.
Yeah, absolutely. Very important issues. Other organizations, BNT?
Bahamas National Trust, yes, because we really want to put an emphasis on climate justice and recognizing that climate justice is gender justice, and we have to have a view to the particular needs of women and girls and barriers that we face when we are trying to prepare for hurricanes, recover from hurricanes, as well as other issues related to climate. So they will be there. We will also have the Dignified Girl Project.
Awesome.
One of our favorites, because they provide menstrual hygiene products as well as underwear to young women and girls. Really important work that they're doing, and it's been expanding. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear a little bit from them about the other areas that they're getting into with their work.
Okay.
We'll also have Bahamas Development Bank and Access Accelerator. So those who are looking into entrepreneurship, thinking about ways to use their skills to grow their businesses, those are two organizations they could definitely talk to about financing and what they can do to get to where they want their businesses and their projects to be.
Okay. Oh, that's really cool. Financing, and I imagine sort of technical resources, right? Like information and referrals and a network of practitioners and other vendors that can provide support in various ways.
Definitely. And Bahamas Development Bank has been involved in a couple of initiatives where they are really focused on gender and gender equality. So it will be interesting to hear from them about the ways that their learning and their expansion and engagement with UN Women and other entities like the GCF has influenced their application processes and the way that they are reviewing applications with a view to assisting in advancing women.
Will you have anyone there from BTVI?
We don't.
All right. Dear BTVI staff, let me show you all why. At this event, one of the things I hope that we get a space or find a space to talk about is something that's happening currently, right? Like we're questioning whether we have a labor shortage, a shortage of Bahamian skilled and semi-skilled workers in construction area. And I wonder if we have even questioned how many female construction workers we have in the country, how many young women and older women are prepared to retrain or to enter that field to sort of beef up the local construction labor pool. And have women considered these as real viable options for careers or even for just temporary employment? Dear BTVI, please come out. We may find women supporting construction, not getting into it directly, but supporting it by starting small businesses that rent tools, right? Or transport tools and workers from work sites. I mean, there are many ways that women can be a part of the construction industry.
Absolutely. And it's not too late to engage us. BTVI Equality Bahamas is doing work year-round. We have Women's Wednesdays, which is every first Wednesday of the month. And Women's Wednesdays really came out of the first March in Expo. People were really just so excited by all of the information that was available and being able to engage with one another that a number of people actually came to us and asked us if we could do the expo, you know, monthly or quarterly. But it's a really big undertaking. It's too much to do monthly. So we kind of figured out that this is a way that we can do it, having conversations on a monthly basis where we're bringing experts, practitioners to come to talk to community members, to share ideas, to challenge some of the ways that we're currently doing things and thinking about things and to build solutions together.
Absolutely. So now that we're sort of reaching out to people, right? Donors and sponsors. But before that, we're a couple of days away from the event. Is there anything more that you need? And are there any sort of businesses or areas that you want to reach out to for support? Like Eigenberg right now. I can be on this march and I can need you all to give Miss Wallace water, please. I can need plenty water. Some cold, right? So like maybe give us some ice too. But some of us old heads could be on this march and we can need water.
Definitely, definitely. We need snacks. You know, yes. We're trying to keep people there the whole day. The expo runs from right after the march until 3 p.m. So a lot of people will be engaged for like 6 hours during the day.
And we
want to make sure that we keep people fueled up and hydrated. So any assistance with that is definitely welcome. I think most people know that Equality Bahamas is really a labor of love. Our volunteer team really pours all of our resources into this work. We are not generally funded. For this time around, we are fortunate to have a little bit of funding from UUSC, and we're really excited that a program officer from there will be joining us so people can actually come and engage with her on site.
UUSC?
This is the Universal Unitarian Service Commission in the United States that's doing quite a lot of work in the climate space and the migration space.
Okay.
So they've been supporting our climate justice work.
Okay, awesome. Absolutely. Now, are other organizations hosting marches this year? Will we be marching in solidarity with other regional partners?
Not in an organized fashion. We'll see if others are doing marches and other events. But it seems to me that in recent years, there's been a move away from marches and more focus on community building and providing services. That's really where a lot of the need is. And if we're really honest, marches are generally about getting attention, right?
Yeah.
The press, it's not actually, the march itself doesn't make change. There has to be something beyond that.
Right. And so the march and then the expo helps to sort of bring that energy to a place where you could channel it, right? Like, we're not just leaving you with all of this energy, because you could imagine 100 little girl guides going home and demanding that their parents, it's time to reorganize the way that we live. We got to give the participants a way to channel this energy and commitment, you know, to serve, to help, to change into something.
Exactly. So we start the day with the march, with our chanting, making our demands in the street. And then we get the chance to share joy and enjoy each other's company within this space where there is, you know, an abundance of opportunities for learning. A couple of the things that we're really excited about is being joined by Martha Hannah Smith, who is from the Bahamas Network
of Rural Women Producers.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. And Martha Hannah Smith literally wrote the book on bush medicine.
Yeah.
And she is going to do a session where she will show us different plants, help us to learn how to identify them, teach us how to use them. And then for those who are daring, a little taste test, a little challenge of different bush medicines.
Well, since it's a challenge of different bush medicines, I just need y'all to know, y'all can't bush medicine me, okay? I is be drinking calabash juice.
You're gonna have to come to prove it. I'm sure that people are gonna want to contest.
Miss Martha Hannah Smith, cousin, better bring something bitter. In fact, I promise I can bring Madeira. Maybe I can even make it into a tea before I bring it, not a roots wine. And I'm going to see if I could bring some calabash juice for the challenge.
Yes.
I even drank bush medicine in Suriname. I ready.
But you also have to tell us what it's good for and where you find it.
It's good for bitterness.
Okay, good.
You just need a good stock of bitterness in your life to be a good Bahamian woman.
Got it. Especially
on this International Women's Day. Okay, the events. I heard massage and then I stopped listening.
Yes.
Let's start with massage and then tell us about some of the other presentations, performances, and activities that we could engage in at the event.
Sure. So for the last 2 hours at the event, we decided to offer a little treat. So Relax and Escape Mobile Spa is going to be there offering chair massages.
All right.
Free of charge.
What's the time limit?
I think it's going to be 15 minutes.
What?
For each one. We'll see what the demand is like.
Okay, listen, now this is going to be a perfect place to practice our human rights. First of all, we can't be ageist. Dear people of my age and older, we're going to be very tempted to hog up the massage table. Let's share it with the little children.
I'm telling you, the girl guides are going to want to get their time.
Yes, because we make them march everywhere.
Yes.
We make them tote sign and march and plant things in the garden. They need a little body, healthy body touch and love as well.
Definitely.
Other performances?
Little children have backs too.
Yeah.
We will, actually when we g- get to the Dundas from the march, the first activity is going to be Zumba. So Miss Deidre,
like you're warmed down from the march.
Miss Deidre is going to put us to work. Okay. And she has promised us that she has choreography and variations for different levels.
Yeah, Jerusalem.
So for people who marched and they march hard and they're a little tired, she's going to have some options for them.
Yeah.
And for the people who don't march but are just sort of trickling into the expo and want to be involved and they're really high energy, she's going to be able to challenge them too.
Okay. You know, when you said children's backs, it reminded me of a very important issue. So a number of students and parents are concerned that children's school bags are too heavy. The children are required to take all these books back and forth every day. It's too much. And the second problem is this, is that, you know, I got a roller bag as soon as I realized that I had an issue with my back. I got a roller bag. Some schools are preventing students from using roller bags, from bringing them to school. This is very problematic. I'm going to tell you why. It's much easier to pay for lockers for students in classrooms than it is for parents to pay for chiropractors and physical therapy and for adults to realize that their quality of life has been severely diminished because as children, they were forced to carry books to school like they were slave labor. This is not a part of the educational experience. This idea that young people have to suffer to learn is a plantation model. And quite frankly, we're tired of it. And the young people are going to let you all know sooner than we ever could. So I'm hoping that at this event, right, that we have some professionals who can talk to parents about it and talk to students about alternatives and then ways to exercise and bring relief and support and strengthen their backs in case they just can't get out of the situation with their schools.
Yeah, and I've learned that yoga is really quite good for strengthening the back and the core, which is also very important for the back.
Yeah.
And it's always a very popular session at the expo. So this year we've ensured that we have yoga almost every hour.
Mm-hmm.
The only slot that we don't have yoga is the slot where we have contemporary dance. So our yoga mats will be used in the contemporary dance session with Gabrielle Miller.
Right,
and so
okay.
We encourage people, if you know that you want to participate in yoga and in contemporary dance, please, if you can, bring your own yoga mat. We will have some, but we want as many people to be able to participate as possible.
And if you were about to donate your yoga mat to one of the local thrift stores, maybe donate it to us for the weekend, and then we'll donate it to the thrift store after we're done.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I think that's...
And speaking of donations, we ask that people, if you are able, bring non-perishable food items to donate to Hands for Hunger and menstrual hygiene products, including pads and tampons for the Dignified Girl Project.
Right. Okay, cool. Somebody told me last weekend that there's no duty on feminine hygiene products. Is that true?
There might not be, but there's definitely VAT.
Okay, cool. But I'm going to confirm that with the Dignified Girl Project, because not only do they work on supporting girls and women by providing feminine hygiene protection, but they try to stay abreast of the policy decisions, right, and figure out how they can agitate or lobby for changes that support women and girls.
And then they were really pushing for there not to be any form of taxes, including value-added tax on menstrual hygiene products.
There shouldn't be. This is just basic women's daily life and health. And it's an exorbitant cost. I'm sending out a clarion call to Mr. Cassius Stewart. Please come down to the expo on Saturday and let's talk about how we can hopefully bring your company that produces feminine hygiene products in the region to the Bahamas. Okay, but we didn't get to the most important part, Ms. Wallace, which is this. When and where does the parade start? And what is the route to the finishing point, which is the Dundas?
We start at Eastern Parade. So anyone that wants to march, please meet us at Eastern Parade at 9 a.m. And Eastern Parade is that lawn that's between Scotiabank on East Bay and the St. Matthew's Cemetery.
Yeah. Okay, now parking. I noticed that they paved a part of the parade, and I assume that that's where parking is. Specific parking guidelines.
So there's parking there. You'll see it when you come. But we really encourage people to carpool.
Right.
Bring as few cars as possible.
Yeah.
Fill your car up with your friends and your family members.
Can I charge $2 to shuttle people back and forth to the car?
You got to do that as a service to the community, Aaron.
Okay then.
Come on.
Okay.
You're getting free bush tea.
Okay. But I mean, when you say it like that.
That's the compensation. Yeah. So definitely, if you know you're coming with a group.
Yeah.
Try to leave a car at the Dundas so that you have a way to get back to Eastern Parade to collect your car. So this carpooling is about making sure you can get back to your car, but also reducing the carbon footprint of this event.
Dear fathers, uncles, grandfathers, cousins, nephews, brothers, husbands, fathers as well, aunties, Grammys, here's what we're going to need. We're going to need your support. We're going to need you all to be prepared to gather us up and take us where we need to be. You don't have to come and do the march, but you can support us by helping us carpool.
Just drop us off.
And then come pick us up and take us back to our car. Or take us up and take us all the way back home.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think this is Island Woman by the Eloise Trio. What a wonderful song. Put on your headphones, ma'am. Can't forget, we're celebrating International Women's Day, March. I have declared as International Women's Month, all things woman. You guys, we're going to a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Forgot my wife and the children. Forgot we soon will have eight.
Music lovers, it's time once again for the annual Jazz in the Gardens Festival at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, March 11th and 12th. Your national fly carrier, Bahamas Air, is ready to take you there once again. Airfare to Miami starting at $263 round trip, taxes included. Group rates are available. Get your round trip airfare and see all of your favorite artists live at this year's Jazz in the Gardens. Book online at bahamasair.com or call 702-4140.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Good yawning. Welcome back to On the Clock. We're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and we're talking with Alicia Wallace from Equality Bahamas about the International Women's Day March and Expo coming up this Saturday, March the 4th. And I've got to bring in our other guest, Lauren Glinton, in the Zoom room. Good morning, Lauren. How are you? Lauren, I need you to unmute your mic if you're still there. Okay, don't watch nothing. I hope you're listening so you could catch up when you get back on the call. Here's what I wanted to ask Alicia. I am an old head. You are now younger than I am. I'm slightly older than you. Lauren, you there? Oh, Lauren, please unmute your mic. You're there, but you got to unmute.
And hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you? So, Lauren, you are the youngest of us in this conversation right now. And we turn to the young people because I plan on bringing my megaphone. I plan on bringing my walk-in chair so I could just, you know, if I catch a cramp, I could just open up my chair on the sidewalk and sit down, catch a rest. And I plan on bringing a fanny pack with ice in it. But I don't know how the young people march these days. Tell us, what should we bring to the march and what shouldn't we bring to the march?
So definitely bring a friend or family member. The more people there, the better. And we really want folks to know about our work and the issues that we advocate for. So bring your people with you. Bring some water bottles. You know, dress comfortably. Wear your tennis or any pair of shoes that are easy to walk in. Bring signs. We do have sign making happening at Poinciana Paper Press this evening. So if you're able to head over there to make a sign, please do so. Mm-hmm. But of course, you can bring your own homemade sign with any slogan that you feel calls attention to the actions that we need to take to get to a more equitable future.
That's a great point. Guidelines for signs. Sometimes I get a little outrageous, but we are going to be marching the public road. And we want to get in people. We don't want to get in people's faces, but we want to draw attention. We want signs and signage that's going to grab people's eyes and make them turn their head, not while they're driving necessarily, but turn their head. But we got to be careful. I mean, we're going to have Girl Guides on the march with us, Ms. Wallace?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, we're going to have some minors, some young children on the march. So this isn't your typical New York City parade. So some guidelines for the signage.
Yeah, so for guidelines, we say, you know, try and keep it short so that you can get the message out there. And it's not, you know, a sentence or a statement that's too long to read. But, you know, it's okay for young people and young girls like the guides to know about these issues. So some of the phrases that we suggest for signs are climate justice is gender justice. Women's rights are human rights. My body, my choice. Strike five, you know, which speaks to our campaign for criminalizing marital rape. Anything that really they want to get people's eyes on, we encourage them to include on the sign.
Okay, cool. Because I want a sign in the front. In fact, I give them a makeup t-shirt in the front. I can say, your ma. And in the back, it can say, we working for her too. Right? Because your ma can catch people. And then bring her along. We want to meet her too. Something like that. To show people it's about supporting each other. And we don't even have to know each other, you know, to support each other.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, while we're here, and I want to ask you this has been on my mind, and we're going to take just a little segue before we get back to today's event, right? The Independence Secretariat, the 50th Independence Secretariat, has released a nomination form. They are asking us, the Bahamian public, to select 50 outstanding women or to nominate women. And the committee will select 50 outstanding women in the Bahamas. And it's Bahamian women 18 years plus, right? A woman who has positively impacted the lives of other women through their work and service. And the categories are unsung heroine, professional service, spiritual leader, mentor, influencer, and outstanding young woman 18 to 30 years, right? And I'm looking at some of the criteria, like describe how the nominee made significant and enduring contributions to her field or specific category, specific ways in which the nominee and her accomplishments have elevated or affirmed the status of women. So the criteria set out doesn't necessarily apply for this category of young women. So I want to ask you and Alicia Wallace, right? For this category of young women, how are you going to select your nominees? What are the things that you are looking for? Especially, Alicia, you were a Queen's Young Leader. You were in the first cohort of Queen's Young Leaders, and you have made a significant contribution to advocacy and activism in the country. If you were younger, if you were under the 30 years, I would nominate you, but I think you finally joined me in the old people them camp.
A little while now.
So, Lauren and Alicia, what are you looking for when you're selecting a young woman for this for this award?
Definitely taking age into consideration. You know, understanding that a person who's 25 years old might not accomplish the same things as someone who's 45 years old, but there are things that are quite impactful. Uh-huh. That young people are doing There is the girl, I think she's graduated now and an adult, uh-huh. who started doing the Red Nose campaign at St. Anne's School.
Right.
Where she was getting people to buy little red noses and donating the money. There are a lot of really socially conscious young people right now who yeah. are doing whatever they can in their own way. I saw recently that Nicolette Fountain Archer posted about a girl who made a commitment that she was going to consistently make donations to the Bahamas Feeding Network of food items, and she's kept up with her commitment.
Okay, so
this
cool.
This is a girl. Yeah. But these are the kinds of things that we're looking for, people who are taking note of what's happening in the country and finding ways to take action and to have an impact, and that work being amplified so that yeah. other people see that, oh, I can do something about issues too.
Right. Lauren?
Yeah, I would say, for us, it's important to give recognition to young people who may not have caught the attention of the media, right, but are doing really important things mm-hmm. within their communities. So I would hope that a lot of people take this opportunity as a chance to shed light on some of the young people in their neighborhoods or at their schools, mm-hmm. within their families, just doing really great work.
Mm-hmm. I know there are young women supporting the Dignified Girl Project, right? I would look at we have a lot of environmental programs with young people in them. And mm-hmm. That's where I'm going to go look, because they're always organizing community cleanups, beach cleanups. The animal rescue services always have a lot of young youth volunteers in those spaces as well. But like you said, Lauren, I'm also turning into communities, right? And I would ask constituency executive teams, right, to become a part of this process and go into their communities and create shortlists, right? Try to identify young women in your constituencies and bring them to the attention of your constituency members so they can consider them for nomination.
Communities, constituencies, as well as schools mm-hmm. that are seeing the work that their students are doing and the ideas that they're coming up with, as well as religious institutions, schools, Sunday schools, yeah. you know what your classes and people in your classes are doing.
Right, and Family Island, I felt it just now. I was really only thinking New Providence, but then how do we get into the Family Islands and raise awareness for New Providence people, since the majority of the population sits outside of any given family island? We really have to make an effort to bring those young people to the public eye in a positive and a healthy way.
Definitely. And as Lauren said, thinking about the people who don't normally get recognized mm-hmm. is really important.
Absolutely. Okay, I've got a live read here. You guys ready? Dropped by Ponciana Paper Press at number 12, Parkgate Road, between 2 and 8 p.m. today to make your sign for the International Women's Day March this Saturday. If you have supplies, bring them. If not, bring your ideas. Check out Equality Bahamas on social media for more. Before we go, have you ever tried silkscreen printing? Today may be your lucky day. Drop by Ponciana Press, Paper Press at number 12 Parkgate Road to try it for free. Equality Bahamas will be there making signs and t-shirts for the International Women's Day March this Saturday. Check out at Equality242 on social media for more information. So, turns out you all having an event tonight.
Pretty much all day, 2 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So you have 6 hours to drop in. If you have a t-shirt or a towel that you'd like to print a design on, bring it in.
Yeah.
You get to try your hand at screen printing. And we really want people to know that you can literally create your own design, a new design. You will be guided through carving out sort of a stamp.
Okay.
That would be you. So if you decided that you wanted to do a flamingo.
Okay.
We would get some paper, a special kind of paper that you would draw this flamingo, create a stencil.
Right.
Go through the whole process of screen printing, and then you get to find out why, when you go to order shirts, you have to pay
so
the
much
setup
money.
Fee
yeah.
and all these different things, yeah.
So you could come and learn a skill as well as prepare for the march.
One that you would normally have to pay for. So this is a really...
Hold on, did you say free?
It's free.
Did you say it's free, but bring refreshments if you can? She said it's free, but bring refreshments if you can. Will you have refreshments available?
We will. Look, we will. But we still encourage people to bring stuff and bring enough for the whole class.
Yeah, I like that. No, I like that. Like if you were going to go and buy a pack of t-shirts because you wanted to print a t-shirt, buy a pack of t-shirts and bring the whole pack in case somebody couldn't get a t-shirt. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, let's share the wealth.
Yeah.
Spread it around.
I have Madeira doubloons. I am rich and I will pay people for their t-shirts in Madeira doubloons. I have a meeting. In fact, I'm going to have the central bank on shortly to talk about the viability of Madeira doubloons in our new economy. I said some of the things I'm looking for, like young people who are innovative with money and finance and entrepreneurship, young women who are exploring and entertaining old things like ASU and bartering and things like that. It should be a really interesting time.
We will actually have Hannah Baird with us on Saturday from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Bahamas Real Estate. Long name. And she will be there all day at a table, but also running a very specific session on what it's like, what you have to go through to purchase a home. So she'll walk us through the process of getting the pre-approval, finding out how much money you have to spend, looking at different properties, and how to work with a real estate agent.
Okay. I got a really interesting text here. Texter, I see your text. Caden Smith is the young lady with the Red Nose Project.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Texter, for that information.
Caden Smith was a speaker, I believe it was in 2020, the last March before the pandemic started.
Absolutely. This is a bit of a controversial text, right? It says, it asks a question. It starts by asking a question. Good morning, Erin. So this group supports abortion, ? My body, my choice, ? The texter goes on to say, Satanists use abortion as a ritual. Therefore, I and my daughters cannot support this movement. We need more God moves, not opposite. Okay, dear texter, I am stunned.
We do support women's right to choose, and sometimes women will choose abortion for various reasons, and we are very clear about that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to play games. Yes, we support.
Right,
but we support women in getting abortions.
Coming to this event won't be a lecture on the principles of equality, Bahamas.
No,
will
we
it?
Don't. We don't plan on performing any abortions at the event. You know, people might have signs related to abortion, but we won't force anyone to have one.
Yeah, I got you.
And we are not forcing any ideas on anyone outside of. We promote women's rights as human rights.
Yeah.
We recognize LGBTQI plus people as people.
Yeah.
And the space is a feminist space. And if you come into the space, the understanding is that there will be no misogyny, no racism, no xenophobia, no hostility towards LGBTQI plus people or any other group of people. We believe in human rights truly for everyone and everyone's right to dignity, to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And to access all of their rights as guaranteed through the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
All right. Awesome. Do you need support making the venue disabled accessible?
We could use some support in that. The event is completely outdoors.
Okay.
And we will have just regular fold-up chairs available, but we definitely welcome the expertise of folks who are working in that space. And you can get in touch with us at equalitybahamas@gmail.com.
All right. To the texter, I just wanted to say what I find is that it is virtually or primarily or only Christians who believe in Satan. Yeah, but I really appreciate the position that you have, that you want to be careful with your kids and your beliefs. That's cool. I don't think that Equality Bahamas intends on forcing anything down anybody's throat. And my body, my choice means that nobody's going to pressure you to have an abortion either. That the organization does not create a space where women, young girls especially, but women generally, they're not creating a space that pressures women into having abortions or discusses it as the only option. They simply say, hey, it's your choice. It's your body. It's your choice. If you choose to have the child, we support you in that choice. If you choose to not have the child, we support you in finding viable options. right?
And my body, my choice is also about consent. Yeah. And it's very important for children to understand that it is okay to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And if something makes you feel uncomfortable, if someone is touching you in a very strange way,
mm-hmm.
your body is yours and you can say no. And that's not something that we teach children. We actually teach them that you have to do anything that any adult tells mm-hmm. you to do. So this is really an area that we need to do quite a bit of work.
You know, absolutely. In our quest to breed more manageable children, right? Like children,
yeah.
the same way we want a country. We have politicians who want a country without citizens because it's easier to govern, right? Like we want a family without thinking members in it because it's easier to manage non-thinking children. We end up making our children susceptible to grooming because we don't ever want them to challenge us. We don't ever want them to have an idea that means more work for us. Right? And we have to figure out how to balance these things because parents are rightly, justifiably tired. They are tired, they're fatigued, they're worn out at the end of every day. You start the day knowing you don't have enough energy to do everything you need to do, but that doesn't mean that you make more manageable your children by diminishing their capacity for thought, for critical thinking, for bodily autonomy, right? Engagement with agency. And that's what we end up doing, right? That's what we end up doing. In fact, it's like we're trying to create children that when we beat them, they look at us and say, yes, mother, I understand why you're beating me. And I gladly and graciously accept the beating. Like, I want you all to understand that when you beat children, you should expect them to fight back. You should expect them to respond with the same violence that you're meting out to them, except they're doing it to protect themselves from the violence, not to mete it out to you parents, right? And that means for us adults, the emotional and psychological work that we have to do, that when you're beating your child and they're fighting you back, it's because you're beating them, not because they're trying to show you some disrespect.
Right.
You know, and so all of this dysfunction or lack of, I call it clarity, leads to young people, particularly women, who are more susceptible to grooming and being taken advantage of by predators. And it's a balance that not just parents, but we as adults in the wider society have to strike to ensure that we're preparing young people for their own future. Not for our future, for the world they have to manage on their own.
Yeah, and this is work that happens largely at home, but I think parents get a lot of the blame for where we are today and the state of
mm-hmm.
the citizenry, right? But we also have to recognize that parents do need support
mm-hmm.
and that the school has to take a part of this. We need to have, for example, comprehensive sexuality education in all all grade levels, age appropriate, comprehensive sexuality education focused on consent.
Mm-hmm.
We also need conflict resolution to be taught in school so that they have the skills to deal with disagreements,
mm-hmm.
to be able to have arguments that don't turn into stabbings and shootings and other forms of violence. There's so much that we need to do to support parents and guardians and to improve family life. And it makes me think about the work that the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association is doing and their push right now for extending maternity leave, which comes at the same time that Equality Bahamas is actually working on that. That's one of our
mm-hmm.
priorities this year, looking at the ILO Convention 183
yeah.
or C-183. The Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association will be with us on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity to engage with them and talk to them about breastfeeding, the kinds of support that birthing parents, mothers need
mm-hmm.
with going through that process, but also what that postpartum experience is like, why mothers need more time off,
mm-hmm.
and then talk to us at Equality Bahamas about our work because we are really looking to ensure that there is parental leave.
Right, I was about
because
to say.
Right now, fathers really can only take the 5 days of unpaid family leave, which mm-hmm. is quite general, but if we are going to move toward gender equality, and the advancement of women, we have to change this idea that it's the woman's job to do this domestic work and this care work and mm-hmm. the rearing of children. Men need to be involved in that work, and we need to ensure that they also have the time off, paid time off, just as women do, to support that.
Absolutely. We also have to demystify or desexualize the breast, right? We need to understand that the mammary glands are part of our bodies, but they're also a part of the birth and child rearing function, right? They produce milk to feed the baby. Mammals should only drink their mother's milk. They should stop, they shouldn't, and when they wean, they shouldn't drink any more mammal milk. And we are creating a dynamic where young women where breastfeeding is stigmatized because the breast has been sexualized. Then we create a dynamic where some men become jealous because the baby has the breast and I, the man, can't have the breast because we don't understand that the mammary gland's primary function is for supporting baby's natal health. Is it antenatal? That immediate out-the-womb health. Anyway, obviously, y'all can tell that I've not birthed a baby yet, but I'm going to practice. Maybe not. Okay, we are almost all out of time, Ms. Wallace. Today, 2 to 8 p.m., number 12 Parkgate Road, Ponciana Paper Press. Bring paper, bring t-shirts if you can, bring snacks if you can.
Markers, paint, glitter, glue, whatever you want to bring, but we will also have supplies, so don't feel like you can't come if you don't have supplies.
Absolutely.
You do not have to come for the whole 6 hours. You don't have to be there at 2. You can come at 4 and leave at 4:30. You probably won't want to after 30 minutes.
Yes. If you're going to borrow your younger siblings' tools, their creative tools, please ask them and be prepared to reimburse or replace. Okay.
Or hear no.
Yes, Saturday morning. What time do we meet at the parade grounds?
9 o'clock in the morning. Meet us there. Bring signs. If you don't have signs, that's fine. We will have some for you to choose from.
Okay, awesome. And the expo begins?
Immediately after we arrive from the march. So right around 10 o'clock, we will go right into Zumba. After Zumba, we will have a very brief speaker series while everyone hydrates and catch themselves.
Okay.
And then every hour from 11 until we end at 3, we will have the choice of 3 different activities for folks to engage in. There will always be at least one activity that is engaging the body and moving, and a range of other activities, including a poetry workshop with Maylin Ford. Mm-hmm. We will have the session on real estate, as I mentioned, with Hannah Baird. We will have Brightside Bahamas there to mm-hmm. talk about mental health. So there'll be a session on stress and anxiety management as well as a group therapy session.
Awesome. This is awesome. Listen, sort of to close out the show, I'll be there. I want to say this, though. Listen, you don't believe in abortions, that's fine. Nobody's going to beat you up. First choice you have is to never have an abortion. That's cool.
Yeah.
The second choice you have is this. Is to support women you know, you're connected to, and other women who you don't want to have an abortion by ensuring that we create a world where children could come into the world with neither clothes, nor hair, nor teeth, and know that they will be taken care of until they can take care of themselves. See, there's a difference between pro-abortion and pro-life. Pro-abortion stops at the clinic. Pro-life means that you support creating an environment where all young people, whether they have familial support or not, could live a life free of violence and achieve what it is they want to achieve in this life. Pro-life goes well beyond the abortion clinic. And if we are going to force women to do with their bodies what we cannot do to their bodies, then we must create this environment and ensure that all children are taken care of. We all have choices. All of us. Let's choose to support each other. Ms. Wallace, Ms. Glinton.
Hey.
Hi, are you marching home for this march, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Don't watch nothing. We're glad to have you.
Did an excellent.
Okay, we're glad to have you in this conversation with us this morning. Ms. Wallace, last word.
Lauren will definitely be there for tech support, though. Don't worry.
Okay.
she's going to be with us in another way. But yes, we hope to see you at Eastern Parade at 9. And even if you can't march, join us at 10 o'clock at the expo. Completely free. Bring a car full of people.
At the Dundas, Mackey Street, just south of Madera.
Yes.
Absolutely. Producer, thank you so much. You guys, stay tuned. Cecil Newry, Guardian Radio. AM is up next.
Trauma makeup is life, body pressure is life.